There's going to be a remarkable event at the Emmanuel Centre in Marsham Street in London today. 1,000 people drawn from all over the country coming together as the culmination of the work of the Movement for Change that I launched when I started this leadership campaign in May. We committed to train 1,000 leaders all across the country, and we will do that. We committed to turn the Labour Party outwards so it joined action to get affordable housing, safer streets, decent jobs. And right across the country, that is what is being done. We're campaigning for the local house builder to fulfil his responsibilities in South Shields, for the recycling scheme to be changed in Bryn Mawr in Wales, for school governors to be recruited in Ealing. That is the sort of Labour Party I believe in, the ally of people of conscience and goodwill campaigning in the community for change. The National Assembly that's taking place today will include training of 150 people, bring together hundreds of people to give testimony about the sort of action that they're taking in their community. And it will also explain how the Labour Party can benefit from this change. In Norwich on Friday, when 80 people came out to campaign against the absurd Norfolk County Council decision to switch off the streetlights, 20 people who'd never been in the Labour Party before joined the party by-election campaign. That's what I mean when I say that if the Labour Party joins campaigns in the community for real change, the community will join the Labour Party. I'll be joining the National Assembly later on today after I've spoken in West Bromwich at the remarkable opening of a new temple in the middle of the West Midlands. I'm looking forward to that, but I'm also looking forward to coming back to London for what I hope will be an energising and inspiring meeting that shows how politics should be done.